1953 and grew up here, moved away from the area, and then when I got married, bought a section and came back and lived here. And that was back in 1978. And my father grew up here, and his father moved here in the early part of last century. So it's been a little while, yeah. So we went to school here. It was a good, great place to grow up in, mainly farming area back then, back in the 50s and 60s. That's prior to the prison being built. Little country school, which was on the corner of Mary Ferrer now and the main Perry Road, which is, so now it's the community club.
The prison building, yeah, the community club.
But there was a little typical New Zealand country school. They were built all over the country like that, just small. And there were 9 kids in the school when I was there for a large part of the time. We had 4 in our class, the biggest class in the school. And it was a great environment.
Desalting,
Yeah, pre-desal rating.
Yeah. It was a great environment. The principal there, the teacher, the only sole charge teacher, was a guy called Fred Milner. And he'd been a radar technician during the war. Mm. So we grew up with a lot of the Air Force planes flying around. So they still had all their normal assets then, their fighter wing and everything else. Had some of the flying boats flying in, Hobsonville, and a lot of the Air Force activity was pretty prevalent back then. I mean, you had the Marine section in Hobsonville. But when the school was there, it was a typical country school, and we used to, before the prison was put, because it was just all farmland, we used to walk across the what is now prison property, and down to where my father had grown up, Merrifield, and down there, and then down to their beach, their sandy beach, and we'll go for a swim down there. And that was our swimming sessions down there. And when that protest took place, it put a lot of strain on people. The local people were pretty upset about it.
Yeah. So what were they protesting? Do you remember? Whoever was in there, just the conditions or something?
No, I don't think they probably knew themselves, to be honest. It was just the usual renter mob down there. And
It was gang related. Yeah.
They set up, they had tents down there, and no sanitation. So in terms of council bylaws, they were breaking all the bylaws, but nothing happened to them. And the ratepayers took some initiative there. We were a bit concerned about the way things were panning out. And given the fact that the prison officers were having to work their shifts, and then when they'd done their shifts, they were going on there's a barrier which comes across the main entrance to the prison village there, because they all lived in the prison village back then. And they're having to come off their shift and go and man those barriers. These guys were coming into the prison village, and at that stage there was a shop there. And then one of the guys, prison officers' wives, worked in there. They were going in there and abusing her and all sorts of stuff. Yeah, it was not a very, very good time. And there were complaints about their behaviour, and they were just basically an unruly mob camping outside the prison. So we arranged a meeting with the then mayoress, and then some people took the law into their own hands. The upshot of that was that it was resolved quite quickly. I think what happened is, my memory is a little bit hazy, but I think the van they had, I think it got taken down the road, or something could happen to it. I think it might have got set fire or something like that.
Yeah.
But very quickly, the police moved in afterwards.
Cleared it up.
And cleared it out. The result was pretty predictable.
Mm.